love it. I'm real happy with it. The only trouble is, I'm afraid that these little tapes are going to run into money. CX and the commissary. Oh, commissary. I mean, Pier 91. Neither one handled the small tapes. They only handled the big ones. So, these on the outside are 59 or 69 cents a piece, depending on where you buy them. I ran into a sale and got a couple for a buck, but that gets pretty expensive. What do you pay for them over there?
I see this little microphone picks up every little scratch, and I've got to be careful. I'm monitoring at the same time. I've got this thing down pat already. I can see that. I wrote your letter this morning and told you that I got the recorder and some of the news. I didn't know if I'd get the tapes or not, but since I ran into a good deal, I could buy a couple. As I told you in my letter, one of your tapes was very badly slurred. It didn't even sound like you. The other one wasn't too bad. Some of the stuff you said on your tapes just killed me. You asked about your car. Daddy, that happens to be our car now because I'm driving, remember? I hope it's in good shape. It rides good. I get about 19 or 18 miles to get on in the city driving, and since that's all I do, I don't know what to do on the highway. The only time I took it out was the time I went to Tacoma to spend the weekend with Jeannie. Jerry was just tickled to death with this outfit. He's going to run out and buy himself an inexpensive one so he can tape to you, and he figured maybe you'd tape to him. He enjoyed talking to you that night, and he was slightly gassed, but not too bad, I guess. About going to Georgia, oh, Daddy, I just want to go with you so bad. But I suppose with these kids in school, I should keep them in as long as possible and meet you down there. The only trouble is, I'd hate for you to have to buy a house all by yourself. I'd love to see it if we have to buy it. I hope not. That's one thing I've never wanted, was a house in Georgia. You said maybe we could go see my folks. I think that'd be tremendous. In every letter and every phone call, they tell me that they're real anxious to see you. They must have bragged you up royally back in Menominee. Probably be the city hero. The place really is small. It's kind of a dump, but it's good for a kick, and my mom and dad would be real tickled to see all of us again. Irma got some bad news the other night. The phone rang in the middle of the night, and her house that they all remember, the duplex in Soap Lake, there was a shortage in the wiring. It started a fire, went through the roof. Not too much damage, but the tenants moved out. That's Kelly running around in the background. What, Kelly?
Could my girlfriend come in?
Which one? Danny?
No.
Your girlfriend from school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bring her in. You can play in the toy room.
Okay.
House probably sounds like a herd of elephants out here. These old buildings really resound. One thing I do like about it, I have a back room that's just nothing but full of junk. Their toys, etc. That's where they play. They don't mess up the rest of the house. They've been real good to their moms. Also on your tape, you mentioned that you were going to get me some china from Hong Kong. I hope you made a mistake and meant crystal. I have the china from Germany, remember? Irma sat here, her eyes glowing, while you were talking about buying stuff in Hong Kong. I'm sure she really would like something, but she never tells you what she wants. Told her to think before the middle of the month that if I'd be taping to you or writing to you, let you know exactly what she would like, if she wants anything, or if she speaks up. I know she sent you a birthday card with $10 in it. You'll probably write her thank you notes for that. She said she has the shaver and she'll give it to me, but I don't know if we'll ever see it or not. It was so good hearing your voice again, Betty. Listening to you laying there and confronting your mosquito net in your bed. I hope you bring back a great big one that maybe is yours too. You
Thank you.
night.